You are listening to Retro TV, a podcast about the wonderful world of nearly forgotten television. Retro TV. My name is Mark. I'm on with my co-host, Leah Mitchell. How are you doing, Leah?
Hi there, Mark. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Happy Halloween.
Yes, it's a Cosby Halloween.
It's a Cosby Halloween. Watch your back. And we are in love with the Cosby Show all over again. What a funny, funny show. From my childhood and yours, I think.
Yeah. Did you know this episode from when you were a kid?
I probably saw it. I don't remember it.
Okay. This was another one that we had on tape.
You know what's weird about The Cosby Show is every episode to me feels like the same episode. they don't seem to, unless it's like a special episode, I don't remember episodes of them. But I do remember watching it each and every week and it being a really big part of everyone's life. And the next day you would talk about it, even as a kid. So always a big fan of Cosby. Even before The Cosby Show, I was into like records, and I remember my parents had some Cosby comedy records, and it just kind of got me into that. But I used to listen to all of that stuff. But Cosby is hilarious, in my opinion. And of course, all the legal stuff we're going to be putting in the back burner a little bit because it's just it's not about this episode. Do you want to talk about when this episode aired and what episode it is?
Yeah, so this episode is titled Halloween, and it's season 2, episode 6, and it actually did air on Halloween night, October 31st, 1985.
And that is perfect timing.
I was in fifth grade. You were probably, what, fifth or sixth grade then?
I was 13, so I was probably actually about ninth grade.
Yeah, oh, okay.
I think. I don't know what I was doing in 1985. that's like 106 years ago.
Oh, I know, right?
But great cast. Always, everybody brings something to the table in The Cosby Show. And I'm always, I was laughing out loud at a few parts of this. Something I don't do 100% of the time with any modern sitcom. I don't think the jokes are funny nowadays. And this, I don't know. I just thought that they were good jokes. They were not dated, and as with most things with Cosby, there are nice setups, and I don't know. It's always oddly enough appropriate, even though we all know Bill Cosby's background.
Right, but we are in 1985 right now. None of that's happened, so we're good.
Well, not publicly, but
if we can get watch this. It's on Amazon Prime right now. Mm-hmm. If you watch it, you just get past all of that and you go back in time. You're going to enjoy this episode.
How long is your episode?
I know, right? Am I missing anything? My episode is 24 minutes and 40 seconds.
Uh-oh. I have 21 minutes and 50 seconds. We'll see. We'll see what's missing in mine.
Okay.
So funny. So we have a Halloween party. They're really setting it up. It's like they just basically threw a couple banners up. It's not like a big Halloween thing. I always liked the Huxtables house. I think it's meant to be a brownstone. They're in Philadelphia, I think.
No, they're New York.
No.
Yes, they are.
The Cosby, I'm pretty sure that they were not in New York.
Okay, maybe
we'll look it up. I always thought that they were outside of New York, but I'm definitely wrong on a lot of occasions. So We have the cause talking about. I do want to mention one thing, or rather have you mention. You dug up a really interesting fact about Halloween this year. And if you listen to our other podcast, I'm thinking we're going to release this after that one. We also covered Highway to Heaven, the Halloween special. I was a middle-aged werewolf. And that aired. The characters were all trick-or-treating on a Saturday. Exactly. 33 years ago, I think. And it was a full moon that night.
Right.
And this year, do you want to talk about what you discovered? This is like so cool.
I know it is cool. So I've always wanted to know, how often does the full moon hit on Halloween? Because it seems like anytime you watch a movie or a TV show about Halloween, there's the full moon. Yeah. Charlie Brown episode, full moon in the background, Halloween night. How often does that happen? It happens about every 18 to 19 years.
Wow.
I know. So in my lifetime, I've only had two of them. I'm getting another one.
Yeah.
Getting one the end of this month, October 31st, Halloween night, will be an official full moon, which is exciting.
And Saturday night.
And it's on a Saturday, and it's in the middle of a pandemic. It's 4 days
before the election.
Yeah. I mean, seriously. I mean, the astronomers are probably just going nuts right now. There's just too many things aligning.
It's a crescendo of 2020. I'm telling you.
It is. Exactly.
It's wonderful. And I accept and I fully welcome the chaos that will be put in front of us over the course of the next 3 months.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
It's going to be wonderful.
Oh, is your liquor cabinet filled? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I make my own booze. So it's brewing on. Actually, I might have a wine ready by Halloween. And if so, I might even bottle it on the full moon. Because remember we had the lunar eclipse? It was about two years ago?
Yeah, it was like two or three years ago.
I bottled beer on that day. Like I chose that day during the eclipse to bottle. So I have this whole lunar thing. I'm definitely... I'm a hippy-dippy hippie underneath all of this conservatism.
I am too. I'm with you. And I love the moon. I know it's just a big circle in the sky.
Oh, no.
But I'm obsessed. I love the moon. I've almost gotten in car accidents because I'm just staring at the moon while I'm driving to work. Mm. I'm a weirdo. Well, yeah,
you know,
I love it.
You know, right now Saturn is viewable very easily in the sky.
Oh, nice.
Look it up. It's. I think it will be like that for a little while longer.
Yeah, I'll look at it tonight.
Everybody should look up into the sky, everyone. But let's look into the sky. I'm going to say Philadelphia. I don't know. Maybe New York. But I don't know where a brownstone like this would exist at this time. Unless it was like maybe at this time, an $800,000 house. So we're setting it up. Not Huxtable. What's his first name?
Cliff Huxtable.
But what's his full name?
Heathcliff.
Heathcliff. Oh my God, yeah. Like the cat. So here we go. He's carved a pumpkin.
Now, this is a serious pumpkin.
He can just talk and it makes me laugh. It's so funny. I also hear Eddie Murphy's impersonation sometimes of him. Like I hear Eddie Murphy's impersonation in the Cosby voice.
Oh, for sure.
So crazy.
I'm sure he was definitely influenced by him.
Yeah, but when he does his, like an actual impersonation, it's so funny.
Look at that face, huh? Got a smile with just a hint of tragedy. Inside, hollow, yet deep.
It's very nice, Cliff. I'm just going to take it and put it in this corner over here.
Well, no, dear, don't you think it would be better appreciated right here?
Vanessa doesn't want this to be a kid's party, you know. I really think she wants it to look more adult.
Well, why don't I take it upstairs and put a suit and a hat on it?
So this reminded me of what a child Cliff could be. And that's another thing that is a little bit of a trend. In Highway to Heaven, we had the Mark character, played by Victor French, eating a Subway hero. And wasn't that Cliff's thing? He would always get a Subway sandwich?
Yes.
Yeah, like a Dagwood or something.
I don't know what it was, but yeah, him and his sandwiches.
Yeah, remember that? I just remember that right now. He used to do that, right? And yeah. She would always yell at him like she was Michael Landon. So Rudy enters, always cute. We always loved Rudy when she was little, and she's a pumpkin.
She's adorable. And Cosby. She's a great childhood actor. She doesn't overdo it, doesn't overplay it.
Couldn't agree more.
She's so cute.
Now, I'm going to say flat out, some of the best kid actors are on the show. Unbelievable delivery of comedy. Amazing. I think there is very little to dislike about this show. Putting aside all of the outside politics of it.
Right.
So Cliff is not, even though he's making pumpkins, he says he's not a costume kind of guy and he's going to take the kids trick or treating, but he needs a costume. So this is where the setup is.
Don't worry, Rudy. Daddy will wear one.
I don't have a costume.
That's where I was like, you sound like Eddie Murphy.
Uh-huh.
You don't have.
I'll make you one.
Oh, that's a great idea. Why don't you go make Daddy's costume?
Okay.
What are you doing to me?
But why can't you get into the spirit of this thing? This is very important to Rudy. You might even like trick-or-treating.
Trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
Why don't we call it what it is? Begging.
This reminds me of his early comedy right here. I don't know if you've ever listened to his comedy albums. This is a wonderful setup. He delivers the punchline, and it is genuinely funny.
You get little children all dressed up, and by the time they get to the 10th house, they don't even put the bag out anymore. They just say, just give me what you have, and that's it. And I'm gone.
A boy who was still trick-or-treating when he was 15. All the other kids were half your size. You'd get to the door, reach right over them, and put your bag up front. And the day after Halloween, had the nerve to go around the neighborhood knocking on each door, begging, what have you got left?
And that's when your parents gave me you.
Great joke. Yeah, so funny. Yeah. It's nobody delivers comedy like this. It's really incredible. But also nobody's as cool as Robert Forman. Robert Forman is the coolest boy in seventh grade. I heard
he is.
It's
Robert.
Robert Forman. Vanessa comes into it. Vanessa has some delivery chops. Wow. She was never my favorite as a kid, but I have to say it's very funny in this.
Yeah, so she was mine because when I started watching this, I was about her age. And right. So I think I was kind of going through the same things she was at that time. I related to her the most. But I definitely looked up to Denise because I loved – she. You know, we were talking about hippity-dippity. She was a little bit of a hippie girl. And yeah.
I loved Lisa Bonet. Lisa Bonet is not only beautiful, but she's a very good actress.
Yes.
She, of course, would go on to date and marry Lenny Kravitz. And I believe they have a child named Chloe.
Who's an amazing actress.
I don't know much about her, but I do know that Lenny Kravitz created one of my favorite albums of all time. This is a top 10 album for me, Mama Said.
Okay.
And it is a love letter to Lisa Bonet after they broke up.
Gosh.
And this album, I mean, I don't know if you listen to Lenny Kravitz music. But if you, and I know you like 60s and 70s retro music, there's so much soul and there's so much heartbreak in this album. It is just a beautiful, beautiful, perfect album. And I don't know if it won any Grammys, but it certainly deserves it. It is beautifully produced. It is a beautiful, beautiful album from beginning to end. And after we record, I'm probably going to listen to it today. It is an inspirational, beautiful album.
Well, that's awesome. The past week, last Sunday on the Sunday morning show, they did a bit piece about Lenny Kravitz because he just wrote a book and it was just released this
and
week.
How good does he still look? Are you kidding me?
He is amazing. His story is amazing, and they were doing clips of his music, and it's like, God, this music just it totally reached out to me because you're right, I do love that 60s feel and vibe. And I'm really interested in reading his book, and I do want to get some of his albums on Spotify. And
fun story is when I worked in when I worked for Scholastic, our office was right on Spring and Broadway in Manhattan downtown, and we were on like the 11th floor, and right across the way were was an office building being turned into residential penthouses, and you know, and like huge things. Lenny Kravitz purchased the penthouse right across from our office, and and it was like where the lounge was, like where people would just kind of chill out, and we were watching them build it. And this looked like pastel colors from one room, and the other room is like purple. And you see them putting up soundproofing and studio. We're talking an entire floor of a Manhattan, you know, building.
Wow.
And essentially the size of our entire office is where he was building this. And somebody claimed to see him there. I never saw him there. But but
I see dreads. It's gotta be
him. Yeah, right? 2 years of building this. And then 9/11 happened, and then we just never saw another person working over there again. Oh, but I'm sure he finished it at some point. But we're like, holy cow. And that was a time where I was really into Lenny Kravitz. So. And here's another thing. I saw Pink open up for Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, my gosh.
How crazy is that?
Cool. Yeah.
So, all right. Back to Lisa Bonet, beautiful, beautiful woman. Also, I think just a breath of fresh air in the world of the Cosby universe. Cleo? Is that his?
Theo.
It's been a while.
Is the big brother.
Wonderful actor.
He is so funny.
He hasn't done, he probably does a lot of stuff off my radar.
It's off the radar, but he produces and directs.
Oh, so okay. I always liked him.
He's more behind the scenes, but he's great.
Even in this, they're not in it very much, but I think they bring a lot to the table. So,
they do.
But I cannot believe Robert Forman is coming to Vanessa's house, and neither can her friend. So
can't believe Robert Forman is actually going to be in your house.
It's fate. Come on in. You look beautiful.
Vanessa's like a Native American, not very culturally sensitive for today's time, but it's a beautiful outfit.
Yeah, I think I think she's an African queen, maybe, is what her outfit is.
Maybe. I don't see any. Yeah. Because I see leaves, and I never think of African having, like, maple leaves and stuff. But
okay.
But whatever she is, it's a cool costume.
It is very good.
Hi.
Hi.
Are they staying for the party?
No, my dad's taking them out trick-or-treating.
Hi, Jim.
So the mom walks in. What is the mom's name? Mrs. Huxtable.
She's Claire Huxtable.
Claire comes in. She's Tina Turner. I love
it. She looks great. Yeah.
Another, solid actress. Like, wow. Mm-hmm. Heathcliff comes down and he's a Frankenstein of a costume. He's not Frankenstein, but he's got a witch head. He's got a weird nose. I was going to say I would have loved to see him dress up as Groucho Marx because Bill Cosby is a big fan of Groucho Marx. And if you ever look it up, Bill Cosby, at least years and years ago, does a spot-on, beautiful, wonderful impersonation of Groucho Marx. And that's even where Bill Cosby started smoking a cigar, because of Groucho Marx.
Ah.
Yeah, I'm a tremendous Marx Brothers fan. And maybe that's why I liked the Cosby Show so much, because there's so much of the Marx Brothers in Cosby's deliveries and jokes. It's just, it's timeless. It's going to make us laugh in 20 years, 30 years, or in 100 years.
And, yeah.
Unfortunately, not everyone has the best life history. So let's see. We're getting ready to go trick-or-treating. And
he's taking the neighborhood kids.
Yeah. And one kid, who's the white kid, the little chubby white kid?
That is Peter.
He's in it a lot, right?
I think he's in like 7 or 8 episodes. And what's funny about Peter is I was hoping so much that he had a bio, you know, that he was IMDb and he's like someone famous now, but he's not. He did this and he did like maybe 2 other shows, but he didn't like being on stage. He was shy. He never talks in any of the episodes. And a lot of times he'll run off the stage and they don't have it in this episode, but, that's what they film him doing. He freaks out and he'll just run off the stage and they just keep it because it's funny because that's just Peter. Peter just decided to leave the Huxtable house out of nowhere. And yeah, it's funny.
He's a cute little kid. And they all are. And they're so little and everything. And Bill Cosby is so good with them. There's a song that they have, though, and this came back to me. I don't know if you sang this song when you were little.
Now, you know we're going out trick-or-treating, am I correct?
Yes.
Now, have you all a song that you're going to sing for the people?
Yes.
You do?
Trick-or-treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat. If you don't, I don't care, I'll pull down your underwear.
He says, that's not an appropriate song to say.
And it's not, but as a kid, you don't think about that. You just think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
But as an adult, I was like, oh my gosh, they put that on the show.
Yeah. And I forgot about that. I remember the first part. I didn't remember the last part, the pull down your underwear. Holy moly.
We sang that. Yeah, we sang the second part. I remember.
That made its way to Colorado.
It did. Yeah, can you believe it?
Might have come from Colorado.
Yeah.
Made its way to New York. So we have crazy preteen dialogue, and I think personally this is where Vanessa's character sold the show to me. I just think it's so funny and very Three's Company, but just really, really funny. And if I skip over something big, please let me know, because I don't know where those missing minutes are.
Okay.
Hey, my mom wanted me to bring Robert Foreman punch. If I did that, he might think I like him.
The party has begun. Everybody's there. One Asian kid has a culturally insensitive headdress on. Just you wouldn't see these things nowadays. Interesting.
But you do. Yes, but I don't want him to know that unless I know that he likes me first. Oh, that is smart. But he does look kind of thirsty. Why don't you ask Scott to ask Robert if he wants some punch?
Okay, but what if he does want some?
Then I'll bring it to him. But make sure to tell Scott I am not bringing Robert punch because I like him. Just because he looked thirsty. You got it?
I got it.
Did you ever go through this kind of stupid stuff when you were a kid?
Oh, I'm sure I did.
Yeah.
I'm sure I was the messenger, though.
Oh, really? Yeah, I've been a messenger at times. But it's like, yeah, that's the girl I like. But don't look at her. And everybody just turns. So there's a romance brewing. You know, she's on her turf. I don't know. I mean, she should be a little bit more confident, don't you think?
But it's her first crush. She doesn't know what to do.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. So the romance continues.
Guess what?
What?
Robert thinks you're cute.
Really? Are you sure?
That's what Scott said. Did you tell Scott that I thought Robert was cute?
Yes.
Before or after he told you that Robert thought I was cute?
After.
So Robert thought I was cute first?
Yes!
Wow, that's fantastic!
Vanessa?
What?
Hello.
This kid should have soul glow in his hair.
Oh my gosh. Oh, his voice. And see, when I did the
IMDb. Oh, he's a handsome kid.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. When I did the IMDb on him, I was thinking he might have been like one of those teenage bop singers or something. He looks like he'd be one of those
Menudo kids.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
He has the Menudo haircut. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Menudo. When's the last time you heard that word?
Menudo, you're funny. But yeah, he's on several episodes because they are boyfriend and girlfriend. And
this is the beginning of it? Wow.
This is the first one. Every time he was on, I was like, oh my God, there's Robert. He's so cute.
He's a very handsome boy. And when even Ma, I'm calling her Ma, like Carolyn Ingalls.
Ma, yes.
But the other Dr. Huxtable, Claire.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, look at him.
Yeah.
Hey, a mom.
He's got it going on.
We all have eyes, Leah. We all have eyes. I mean, it's one of those type of crazy things. So the whirlwind romance is like, it started as a subplot. Now it's the main plot. So here's some more.
What does Scott say?
He said he thinks Robert will come back and say hello.
So let me just say that Vanessa ran because she got so tongue-tied. And then he's just like, all right, maybe I made a mistake. So she forced her friend to go back over there. Jeez.
Yes, and you know what else?
What?
Scott said he thinks Robert likes you.
What did you say?
I said you might really like Robert if he really likes you first. Is it okay for me to say that?
Yes!
Did you have to say when I could go back and say hello?
No, but if I were you, I'd do it right away.
Why?
Well, because Janet says that she thinks Vanessa really likes you.
Did you say that I like Vanessa?
Hey, I know better. I only said that after Janet said she thinks Vanessa really likes you.
Then I guess I better go say hello.
You know, he looks a lot like the future character that ended up on The Cosby Show as the husband who lived with them. You remember the other sister?
Eldon.
I don't know his
name. Right? Sandra's husband?
Just Sandra. Yeah. Sandra, he almost looks like him a little bit. I mean, they're both light-skinned and everything, but
yeah,
kind of like a similar look anyway. I don't know. I don't even know what that guy really looks like.
I can't remember. Yeah, I can't remember what he looks like.
Okay. Go for it.
Vanessa, look. Robert's coming over here.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Hello, Vanessa.
Hello, Robert.
Nice party.
Thanks.
Wanna dance?
Sure.
That music, geez.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Kill me. Dennis and Theo enter, and we're just like, what? All right, somebody's here to save the day. Theo is wearing a cape. I mean, he's some type of... I'm really surprised that Bill Cosby didn't go into the world of Fat Albert and bring out some of those characters.
Oh my goodness, I love those guys.
But do you remember, like, they used to watch, there was like a black superhero and stuff? And
yes.
So I'm just surprised. I bet you over the course of The Cosby Show, we've seen Fat Albert kids and references. The Black Hornet, I think it was. Was that right?
I don't remember. I remember watching it, but I don't remember what I was watching. Yeah.
Fat Albert was awesome. All right. So Vanessa is like kind of like a Cleopatra or something, some type of Egyptian goddess.
Yes.
And her makeup is perfect. It's like really.
Oh, it's so pretty.
Yeah.
Hey.
Do you know Vanessa's out there dancing with a boy?
All right, Vanessa. How was your party?
Theo ruined it for me.
No, I didn't. I did you a favor.
Mom, the one guy that I wanted to meet, Danny Lynch, avoided me the entire evening. I found out later he talked to Theo, who told him I had a boyfriend.
Theo, why did you do that?
I talked to him, and I didn't like his attitude.
I love it.
That is the best.
It just brought it all back. I'm like, I love his like smart-ass type of comments. And as he got older and older, it's one of these rare times where as they got older, I like them more.
Yeah, they got better.
Usually it's the other way around. You know, like yeah. Brady Bunch, as the kids got older, I just thought, oh, Greg, move out already.
Yeah, like when they're first on this show, they're just cute little kid actors. And mm-hmm. Some kid actors grew up to be really terrible actors.
Like Rudy. Know? Rudy kind of got to me after a while. I was like, all right, I've had enough of Rudy. And then he introduced the other little girl.
Oh, Olivia was horrible.
So, you know, that's where the shows start getting desperate. That's where, you know, you start bringing in Cousin Oliver and stuff like that.
Yeah, they threw in Oliver.
They should have a sitcom where it's just those people on an island somewhere.
It is not up to you to decide who I meet and don't meet.
Well, so you never met the guy?
Yeah, right before we left, I finally had a chance to talk to him.
And?
He was a jerk.
So I love this sibling rivalry that has pretty much existed from day one.
Yeah.
It's kind of like with Married with Children, except they kind of like each other, you know?
Exactly. It's a loving rivalry.
Married with Children, they really hated each other, didn't they? It seemed, right? I have to go back to that show. I have to see if it's as angry as I remember it. So Butterfingers Cosby goes to grab these glasses, and these are like explosive glass,
right?
These shatter in, these are like fine crystal or something, because she drops this platter of glasses. Who, by the way, your sons are having a party in your house. Are you serving glasses? I mean, Dixie cups or Solo cups,
no,
right?
We got the red cups for sure.
Yeah, the red cups. Sometimes they have them in blue. But or orange for Halloween. So we don't. It's crazy. But we needed something terrible to happen. So she drops these glasses that are probably definitely made of sugar. And they just like, she's embarrassed in front of everyone and goes running upstairs and into her bedroom.
Yes, because I'm not going to.
You know, Vanessa, dropping that tray of glasses isn't exactly the end of the world.
I want to move in with Grandma and Grandpa.
Little lines like this, I think, are solid, and she delivers them really well.
That way, I can just transfer to another school.
Vanessa, I'm sure that everybody understands that was an accident, honey.
But it happened in front of Robert Foreman.
Oh, right. Okay.
So, Mom has a weird story with a weird ending. I thought this was very strange.
Yeah, the story really didn't fit the moral at all.
The background, do you happen to have this queued up? The time isn't going to synchronize, but I'm at 1424, and they're in the bedroom, and in the background they have a dog with a yellow cowboy hat on.
Yeah, that's what I'm at right now. It looks like a generic Scooby-Doo.
It does look like a Scooby-Doo, but I don't know. I was thinking McGruff, but no, McGruff would have a trench coat on. Like Robert Stack or something, but all right.
Okay, but before you pack your bags, there's something I want you to know about, okay? I remember this guy named Jimmy Peterson. Now, you see, Jimmy Peterson used to hang out at the city pool every day all summer long, and he was the finest thing there. And I knew that if I wanted to be his girlfriend, I had to get him to notice me. So, one day, I climbed the high dive, which was something that only the absolute coolest girls did because, see, I knew that he was going to be watching.
What happened?
Well, I got up on the high dive and I strutted out on that board determined to do the meanest swan dive in the history of swimming. Got to the edge of the board, looked down, and discovered why they call the high dive the high dive. I stood there trembling with Jimmy Peterson and everyone looking up at me.
What did you do?
I did the only thing I could do. I made everybody waiting on the ladder get off so I could get down. When I walked past Jimmy Peterson, I was so embarrassed. I couldn't even look him in the face. I never spoke to him again. That's how I ended up with your father.
So she didn't even laugh at that. Like, it wasn't even a joke. It was a great punchline, great story.
But
she's not even laughing. And the story the message that Vanessa gets is this.
I guess what you're saying is I should just wait for the next guy, huh?
No, honey, no. What I'm saying is that things are never as bad as they seem at the time, okay?
So this is something we get from the show very often, like a nice little moment. Her friends come up, the party's moved upstairs. And in the hallway, that's where the romance happens.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Robert Foreman's in the hallway with his, he's the Phantom, by the way, which, he's essentially wearing a tuxedo and a cape. These kids have cash.
Oh yeah, they do. Oh, so I did look it up. They are, let me go back to it. It was set in Flatbush, Brooklyn.
Oh, wow. I had no idea it was New York.
Yeah. But the building that they used the exterior shots was located at 10 Leroy Street in Greenwich Village.
Oh, okay. Greenwich.
I knew I said that wrong. Sorry.
Oh, that's interesting. I had no idea this was a New York show. But I won. So it takes place in New York. So they are New York kids. Interesting.
Yes.
That's strange. All right.
Is it okay if I call you sometime?
You know, that area is where Woody Allen lives as well, in real life. I know exactly that.
Flatbush?
Yeah, I think he had, they're brownstones. And I think it's like the first area that was like redone. Because you could buy those things in the late 70s, early 80s for like nothing. Like $5,000 or something.
What?
Now they're worth like $2 or $3 million. Right. It was a terrible area at some point, you know. Not this specific area, but brownstones in the relative area.
So what is the
brownstone? I'm talking about in Greenwich Village. That's where Woody Allen lives.
Okay. Oh, okay. So what is a brownstone? Because when I was looking up where do the Huxtables live?
Yeah.
That, then different things popped up, like the brownstone in pulp culture. What is
If you do a quick Google
building?
Search of brownstone house, have you ever seen Crooklyn by Spike Lee?
I don't know what that is.
you know what they are? They're very tall, narrow houses that are connected to other houses. They're...
Kind of like in San Francisco.
Yeah, they have some. They have similar houses like that in San Francisco. And very often they're, I think they're pre-war, so they're high ceilings and plaster and beautiful crown molding, and the architecture is beautiful, and there's stoops and arches, and they're beautiful, beautiful to look at, and they're restored really beautifully, and they're called brownstones because of the stone. Front, usually.
Oh, okay.
I think it's brown.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So here we are, Mr. Smoothie out here in the hallway.
Yeah.
Maybe I could walk you to school tomorrow.
Okay. I leave at 8 o'clock.
I'll be here.
Great.
Even if it's raining.
Okay.
But if it snows, I have to ask my dad.
Okay.
Vanessa? Wanna go steady?
And she's just so wild on... Her dialogue on paper is terrible. You know, it's like, okay. But the way she's delivering it is
right.
Really, really solid.
And her face expressions and her emotions look... They're real.
Yeah, they're all... Like, I really am a new fan of hers now. Tempest Good. Bledsoe, is that it?
Yes, that's right.
What a cool name, too. It's like a video game nerd's name.
Do you want to go steady?
If you want to.
Sure, I want to.
Well, I guess we're going steady.
I guess we're going steady.
What does that mean?
Well, it means I'll call you and walk you to school.
I like that.
Actually, this kid grew up to be Usher. No, he just seems so soft-spoken.
Right, that's you can what picture I was him. Thinking. It was going to be someone like a huge big boy band.
Yeah.
But he does have a great IMDb. He's still acting, and yeah, he's still a lot of work.
Is he still like Mr. Smoothie?
It looked like it. And He does a lot of Hallmark Christmas movies, too.
Oh, that's where the money is. All those Christmas
all of the Cosby kids have done the Christmas movies.
Yeah, you could probably mix in some Little House actors in that as well.
I'm sure you're right. I know you're right.
Yeah, like I've Melissa Sue them. Anderson, I could see, like, you know, yeah. Saving Christmas or something.
Yeah.
This is a little bit of a long joke, but it's funny. The telephone game with Rudy, essentially.
Yes. Guy over there.
Daddy?
Now listen. I want you to go over there and tell him that you heard that I thought that he was cute.
Mommy said that she heard that she thinks that you're cute.
Who?
Mommy.
Mommy said that she heard that she thinks she's cute?
You.
You tell her that I think that she is all right. Wait, come back. But don't tell her that I said it. You tell her that you heard that I might have said that.
Daddy said that he might heard that you are gorgeous.
I want you to go back and tell him that you thought you heard that I might have said that I'd like to go on a date with him Saturday night at 12:05.
He said she heard that she wants to go out on a date with you Saturday night at 3:00.
Tell her that at 0300, the leukocytes will take over all of the mangectinophiles, and that I will kiss her on the court steps of the Teresa Hotel.
He said Supermax sandals.
So it goes on and on.
Oh, I know. I'm glad you did that full clip, though. It's so cute.
And this is where we see Rudy really delivering some, you know, really, really solid timed lines. Sure, it's edited, but it's pretty good. I'm trying to find out who did the theme to The Cosby Show. I think it's Stu Gardner and Bill Cosby. But yeah, I could have sworn it was Quincy Jones as well, but I think that's from The Bill Cosby Show from 1969, which is actually really funny, if you've ever seen it.
No, I've never seen it, but yeah, it does sound like he was part of that show.
But definitely look for The Bill Cosby Show from 1969. He drives like a Pontiac Firebird, and he's, I think it's in L.A., and it's really just a great show, and he's probably in his like late 20s in that or something. We reviewed it on VHS Rewind a long time ago. But, you know, I'm such a fan of Bill Cosby. I just think it's really, really just a great show. This show ends with them dancing. Rudy's standing
with
on.
Yes. Yeah,
you can talk.
Oh, no, you're fine. No, yeah, Rudy's in between them on standing on her dad's shoes.
Yeah, it's a very sweet little moment.
Yeah.
And you know what it is Bill Cosby spent so much time with children that the tragedy that's associated with his past becomes such an easy target. It's just weird. You put such a tragic series of events connected to somebody who's so beloved. It's a really kind of tragic, the entirety of it is tragic, but The Cosby Show itself is like a time capsule to certainly my childhood, probably yours. And I don't know, nothing's going to make me turn my back on that. It is a genuinely funny television show. I feel the same way with Woody Allen. I feel the same way with anybody who has a turbulent or dark history. Mm-hmm. You know, the show itself doesn't change because of what happened when the cameras were not rolling.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah, and this was a show I was not interested in going back to because of that. Because it was streaming for a while, and they took it off Hulu, you know, during the stuff that was going on a couple of years ago, and they just put it back on.
Right. It's important to take it off.
Yeah, and I was like, why would they do that? Why would they put that back on? And then when we were researching shows to do Halloween, I was like, oh my God, but we have to do the Halloween episode.
Yeah.
But then after I watched it, I let Amazon play like 4 more episodes after. I just kept rolling. I like could not stop. I was like, I forgot how much I loved this show.
And how good of an actor and writer Bill Cosby is.
And the whole cast, those kids are just amazing.
Now, I remember hating the show at the end. I was like, what am I watching? I think they jazz up the intro too.
I think I was more high school then, and so I really wasn't into the show anymore at that point anyway.
Once A Different World kind of launched, I had stopped watching TV for the most part.
Oh, so I really loved The Different World, and I had been watching that on Amazon Prime like a few months back. I started watching that again.
Now, that's a very very dated show, right? I mean, you can't watch – that's a very early 90s type show.
It's very early. It's set in a college campus.
Dwayne Wayne, I think, was in
it. Oh, my God. I loved him.
With the flip-up glasses.
Yes. But I didn't realize that Lisa Bonet was only in one season, and that show was like 6 or 7 seasons long. It ran a pretty long course.
Well, once Lisa Bonet did Angel Heart, that was pretty much the end of her relationship with the Cosby universe.
Right. Well, it came to light in Lenny Kravitz's new book.
Oh, really?
That when she became pregnant with Zoe, she was fired from Different World.
Oh, that's interesting.
And that broke the ties. And then years later, she did do a short stint on The Cosby Show where she had a husband and Olivia was the husband's daughter. But that was short-lived. She wasn't on that show for very long because her and Cosby just had issues.
Yeah.
Whatever those issues may be, it doesn't say, so I'm not speculating or anything, but
And just to talk about a little bit about Bill Cosby's history outside of all of this, you know, I'm sure you've heard of this, is in 1997, his son, Enos Cosby, pulled over to help somebody who had a flat tire and was murdered.
Right. I remember when that happened. Right.
And, you know, I hate to say it, but is it possible this is a karma type of thing for Cosby? You know, it's a terrible, terrible way to look at it. But the man, you know, to go through something like that is super, super tragic. And I can't help but look at the entire situation as, well, is it because you're such, you know, an awful person in real life? And anyway,
I don't know.
It was, but they did, the killer of Enos Cosby did confess, finally. And I believe he's still in prison.
Right, I believe so.
But they say that it was a totally unrelated situation. And I don't know if Bill Cosby had other children. That I'm not sure of.
Oh, so he does have other children. And actually, they coincide with the same ages as the children of the Cosby Show.
Oh, my God, really?
Like, just by, like, a few months, they're all the exact same age.
I'd love to know which was the representation of Enos. I guess maybe it's...
It was Theo.
Theo. Well, that totally changes everything, but but nonetheless, you know, it's a scary thing. But for Halloween, I cannot recommend this episode more. Try to put it all behind you. It's 22 minutes, or between 22 and 25 minutes. You didn't figure out what I skipped over, right?
No, I think maybe my intro was just a lot longer.
Oh, not 3 minutes though.
Yeah, the Cosby intro was really long at the beginning because they're all dancing individually with their dad.
The intro is, I'm going to tell you right now, 45 seconds. So
mine, I don't know.
well, you know what? We'll figure out, because you're watching it on Prime.
Yeah, I'm watching it on Prime.
So I'll just watch it and flow through it and see what I might have missed.
It doesn't sound like you missed anything though.
I feel like I did, though. It must have. Maybe more of, maybe it was something really minor. I'm like, whoa, why would you pull that out? Can't censor me, buddy. But, Leah, thank you so much. Happy Halloween.
Yes, happy Halloween.
Yeah, Retro TV has brought 2 Halloween episodes this year, and hopefully we're still doing the podcast next year, and we'll keep putting out these things. Stay tuned for our Thanksgiving special. And all types of good stuff, right?
Yep, we'll have some holiday specials coming up in December.
And you can find us on VHSRewind.com, or you can just kind of search for us on iTunes or anywhere you get your podcasts, or come over on Facebook. Retro TV. It's the only place you need to learn about the forgotten history of television. Thank you for listening to Retro TV. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider subscribing and leaving us a review. See you next time.